FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
So happy you could die. sadness, like resignation to the end, always the end. So when we found that we could not make sense, well, you said that we would still be friends, but I'll admit that I was glad it was over. I can never happen, that we were nothing. I don't even know.
1057 CFW. Cheering on the Eau Claire Express all summer long. 1057 CFW.
Living alone, this empty house, so
get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
Somebody, 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 find me.
90s, and more.
All weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Unnecessary, they can only do harm.
Crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is LA.
All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. Says the man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name.
just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you understand.
Is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Okay, so I love making her laugh, right? And I don't even think she knows she does this, but like...
Tell us what you love about her.
When something cracks her up, she always reaches and grabs my arm, you know? This kind of thing.
At Lasker Jewelers, we'll show you exactly what she'll love almost as much as she loves you.
And it always makes me smile because it's like she wants to give the laugh to me. It's like, I don't know, like she's making sure I feel the same thing she does. Maybe? I can't put my finger on it, but that's like our secret language.
I'm Nicole Lasker.
And I'm Liz Lasker. And our family store has been Eau Claire's home for hearty yeses to big adventures for almost a century.
And when you ask her with a Lasker, chances are you'll get a hearty Lasker's yes.
Across from Oakwood Mall, Eau Claire.
Before you ask her...
She's got a great laugh.
Lasker.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Neenah. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The latest fundraising reports among Democratic candidates in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District shows Rebecca Cook with a big lead in money raised over Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson. Cook has reportedly raised over $2 million total, nearly double that of her Democratic opponents. However, all three Democratic candidates combined fall well short of the money raised by Republican Derek Van Orden, who has raised over $4.7 million. The Democratic primary is coming up on August 13th. Western Wisconsin Republicans held a press conference on Thursday urging voters to approve two constitutional amendments on the August 13th ballot. The amendments would remove the governor's power to distribute federal funds and give that responsibility to the legislature. They say Wisconsinites should have a say through their vote when federal funding is spent. Western Wisconsin Democrats have rallied against the amendments, referencing the COVID-19 pandemic as evidence to why the governor must retain that power. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 86. For tonight, scattered storms, a low around 64. Showers and thunderstorms on your Sunday, midday and again in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny and 84. Showers and storms Sunday night, 63. High of 72 on Monday.
It's 73 at our studios. CFW.
And more.
Might as well jump, jump. Might as well jump.
Can't forget, we only get what we get.
Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
105.7 CFW.
I drove for miles and miles and wound up
Mastodon. Isn't that the way?
Say